We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into the Beaver Sports Podcast, powered by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love and bend for Beaver Nation. Fizzy delicious, made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hum Kombucha with head football coach Jonathan Smith. And kind of a quick overview, coach, about camp so far as you approach August 30th, now 15 days away from the time of our recording. All in all, I know there's a lot that's gone on, but what are your major impressions so far about this camp?
Oh, I've just been impressed with the effort. I think it's been pretty consistent over these first 12, 13 practices. I think we've improved some spring ball in some areas. I think there's still some areas we got to make some strides in, but that's what practice is all about. So I do. I appreciate the effort. I think these guys are focused and doing it with some energy, and we are. We're getting closer to game time here, and I know these guys are excited to start hitting some.
What are the areas, coach, when you cite improvement from spring ball that you see?
I think our protection's been better offensively in camp here. I think a quarterback is helping that out in regards to getting the ball out, and looks pretty crisp in the pass game. I think we're rushing the passer actually better. You look at some of the one-on-one matchups we've gotten, and that has shown up in camp that we've got the skill set to rush the passer a little bit better than maybe we had last fall. So those things, first couple things come to my mind.
When you talk about rushing the passer and just an overall improvement collectively on defense, which you cited as the thing you were most pressed towards improving from last year to this, the first scrimmage showed you what about that and where you may be heading with this defense?
Yeah, I we were around the quarterback in the first scrimmage. Some of it, again, you're going ones, then twos, then threes, and so it's not exactly a science of knowing because, you're mixing a lot of different guys in there, different rotations, but I just think of the individual pass rushers, we just have more in our repertoire than we do in the fall.
What is the balance that you see between, at least just in terms of contributions, new personnel, guys who were here that weren't available to play last year after transferring, those guys plus just guys back in a second year in the system, the mix of that and how it's coming together?
Yeah, some of these new guys that weren't here last year, I can see them contributing for us. Tyjon Lindsey's had a really good camp and healthy the whole time. He's made some plays. Avery Roberts, you know, again, spring ball, we thought he would help us, and he's continued that through fall camp. Addison Gunn's getting the first chance and looking at him, talking about the pass rush. See him doing that. And we've got some young DBs out here that are fighting from time. You know, JoJo Forrest, McKeely Arnold, and Alex Austin, and those guys have shown and done well. So those are some new faces that we're excited about. You know, and then I do think we've got some growth. Matthew Tago's grown from year one to year two. In his whole game, in his body, you know, I think Jake Luton has grown from year one to year two, watching him go. So we're excited about a lot of different guys that need to improve, and we want to continue that momentum.
When you, a quick hit on all the position groups, I know we don't have time to go over everybody that's in this camp, but let's start first with the defensive front. You did lose Jeremy Reichner, but do you feel like there's some depth that you have built there with some infusion of some JC guys as well as guys are back in the system?
Right. You know, I think the front is, you know, we're deeper than we were last year. I've still got some work to do, but Simon and Jordan, when they've been out there, which Jordan had a little break with a concussion, but he's back fine now. They give us some depth. I think Hodgins has come along, and Elo obviously being in the middle. And so they're working.
James Rawls?
Yeah, James has shown up. He really has. Picked up the scheme pretty well, plays with great effort. I think he can help us.
What about on the outside? You've mentioned Addison Gums, but there's some veteran guys returning.
Yeah, him and Andre are having a good camp. You know, Tago, like I mentioned, we feel like we've got some depth outside backer-wise. McCartan's been dealing with a hamstring. He's actually gotten himself back even today, which is nice because he has missed some time, but he's got a chance to be pretty good.
What about on the inside group and a freshman, Omar Spates? Can he impact this thing immediately, including, and then, of course, Avery Roberts, who you've already talked about?
Yeah, I think Omar has a chance to contribute as a freshman. You know, he's a physical player. He's got a good skill set, continuing to learn and the speed of the game. He's made a nice step from spring to fall. And Shamar. I mean, Shamar's done some good things inside. Veterans played a lot of ball now for us, and he's improved. And then you throw in with Avery and even Dougie T. Doug's done some good things. And so, yeah, we've got some more depth at that spot.
You mentioned the back end already and some of the young guys. Also, Nashawn Wright's part of that. What about, you know, how you're set up? And I know we're well miles away from talking Oklahoma State, but you know out of the gate they'll challenge you with their passing game and Tylon Wallace and company. So you've got guys that will be thrown under the fire, but how have they been responding? And how does Nashawn impact that group?
Yeah, Nashawn's had a nice camp. The long player, and is added to, you know, with Dunn and Caleb Hayes coming back and Jalen Moore back there. David Morris has practiced the last couple of days and looks healthy. Omar Hicks new. So, you know, we've got some guys. Jaden Grant has had a good camp, because the reality is you're probably playing five DBs at a time more often than not just two safeties and two corners. And Jaden and Sean Wilson are in that mix when we get into nickel.
Jeffrey,
yep, missed a little bit, just like typical camp things, but man, it'll be a part of it, and all those guys are competing.
On the other side, Coach, the offensive line where everything begins, what about the growth in the camp for them?
Yeah, it's been solid. You know, I think Blake and Gus have, you know, been around a block a long time, but they're playing like veterans. Kipper sold up in the right tackle spot. We feel pretty good where his game's at. And Clay at right guard's kind of been battling with Noose and Eldridge at center. Jake Levengood's pushed into that mix. Again, we're trying to find the top five guys, and all those guys are in the conversation.
The tight end group is part of that in terms of how you function offensively, offensive line, and they need to block, but you've got some playmakers too. What about the tight end room and the versatility there?
Yeah, I think we get some different type players. With Noah, he can probably do both of it in the throwing game and the run game. Tegan's a force in the run game, but catches it fine. He really does. But Smalls brings an added dimension running routes. And then Luke Musgrave has been impressive for a true freshman to come in here and first time. He's got a skill set, and he's working really hard.
You mentioned Tyjon Lindsey as part of the receivers group. There's also some dynamic players. What about Trevon Bradford's status as this camp goes along and your hope for him and then the rest of that group?
Yeah, still Bradford hadn't been able to practice. Possibly by the first game he'll be out there moving around. We'll find out. I do think we've got some depth at receiver with, you know, Tyjon we mentioned. Hodgins probably at the best camp of maybe anybody on the team. The guy has come in great shape, running routes, working really hard. Him and the quarterbacks have had a great kind of connection throughout camp. Irish continues to impress with some of his things. Colby Taylor, steady Eddie. Champ Flemings has made some plays in this game, so I can see all those guys being out there.
One thing on Isaiah, is it possible that he's quicker? I mean, that all the work that he's done, I mean, he just looks possibly even more explosive this year.
I think he is. He's definitely a little bit faster. And he's just really a crisp, clean route runner to be able to separate, not just physically because he's a strong kid, but also with his feet. He's becoming more and more complete.
What's it like in the running back group, Jonathan, to have Calvin Tyler back in the mix, B.J. Baylor's continued growth, and just where you sit in that room with the obvious two guys that have already done great things?
Yeah, B.J.'s probably had the best camp out of the group. He really just continued. He had a nice spring. He's been healthy the whole time, you know, with AP's had limited amount of turns. And, you know, we know what kind of player he is. We just got to get him back out here. And then Calvin, it's been awesome for him to finally get back in the mold. You know, he wasn't even around spring either, finishing that ACL thing. And he's had some good reps out here. It's been good for him to get banged around a little bit, get kind of used to that again. So we do, if we're all healthy, we feel good about the room.
And Jamar, of course, the amazing year that he had. What's his camp been like? How are you kind of handling his progress through camp?
Yeah, he's been solid. I mean, he's gotten some work. You know, he is. He's a good player. Missed a little time with some nicks and necks, just like every back seems to go through. But we're counting on him in a big way.
And finally, in the quarterback room, Coach, Jake and Tristan have competed. They've competed well. They pushed each other. How do you see that shaping up as you head towards August 30th?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, nothing's really different. I feel like we got two guys that we can score points with. I think both of them have had good camps, been sharp with the ball and decisions and being accurate. I think, again, I go back to this pass protection being better. A lot of it's because those guys are making good, quick decisions when it's coming out.
And the special teams to close, final thought. Jay Cook is working very hard with that group. How's that shaping up?
Yeah, I think we got our D-Russ punting really well, a veteran. Jordan's had a really good camp. We've created some competition in the room with Everett, Jake, and you know, we feel like we can make a difference with the team's part. With some of our depth, just like we mentioned, a lot of positions that adds to your special teams, running down on kickoff or return game. And so I know these guys are working, and we need to find ways to make a difference in teams.
Last 2 weeks before, Coach, this is it. How do you begin to streamline and kind of, okay, look for who are the true ones and twos and who will play a lot in the Oklahoma State game?
Yeah, we get closer to that. We'll go through this weekend, you know, with the scrimmage on Saturday, and then probably start making some decisions here early in that next week, and then begin toward the end of the week, focus on Oklahoma State.
Coach, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Jonathan Smith with our Beaver podcast as we get rolling in a new year of all of those things, brought to you by not only Hum Kombucha but by Visit Corvallis. Experience Beaver game day fun live in Corvallis. Extend your stay and take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis, come for the game and stay to play. And also by a new sponsor on the podcast in 2019, lacrosse boots, done right since 1897. Here in 2019, that's podcast two for the new year. Ron was in Lima, Peru. I sit in the beauty of Reser Stadium, which will be hopping here on August 30th. Get your tickets, beavertickets.com, and look forward to seeing you for a much-anticipated year two and the climb and the season opener coming up now in about 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.